precarious means unsafe, not firm, or not steady。所以你发现这个 precarious 重点并不是强调很危险，而是强调什么？不安全、不稳定、不稳固、不结实，由这个而导致的危险。Precarious means unsafe, unsteady, steady, S-T-E-A-D-Y, 否定前缀 unsteady, not firm, OK? Now translate my sentence. An actor's life would be too precarious for me. Do you think so? Actor, OK, 演员。An actor's life would be too precarious for me. 我这里用到了 precarious, 我没有用 dangerous. Do you think the actor's life dangerous? 你觉得演员的生活它很危险吗？ No. In fact, we should say 演员的生活很不稳定。Yeah, okay. So, an actor's life would be too precarious for me. 要记住啊，不稳定的。那么 dangerous,这就是一个普通用语了，就是强调很危险的。你比如说玩火柴那是很危险的。Playing with matches is dangerous, right? Okay. Crossing the road is also dangerous, right? 横穿这条马路也很危险，这个我们就不想多说了。重点词下一个 hazardous。一定要注意这个形容词，它也表示危险，但是它的重点在于什么呢？碰运气的，冒险的。所以往往有一种变幻莫测，是你无法控制的一种内涵。 Hazardous 表示冒险的，碰运气的。 For example, climbing the high mountain is hazardous.这和用 dangerous 是不一样的。如果你说 climbing the high mountain is dangerous, 爬这高山它很危险。但如果说 climbing the high mountain is hazardous, 那说明爬这高山是很危险，但是我想碰碰运气，冒冒险。那么对于冒险这个表达方式，同学们最熟悉的一词汇是什么？ Adventurous, right? So do you remember adventure? Adventure, 风险，冒险， adventurous.Adventurous, 但是它这个形容词并不是说像 hazardous 是表示冒险的、碰运气的，而是表示爱冒险的、胆子很大的。 So in my opinion, for explorers, they must be adventurous. You know, explore, 探险， explorer, 探险家。 In my opinion, for explorers, they must be adventurous. Do you think so? 对于探险家们来讲，他们肯定必须要爱冒险，胆子要大， right? Otherwise, how can they, what, do exploration? 否则的话，他们怎么能够去进行探险呢？ Right? Are you adventurous? 你很爱冒险吗？ OK, yeah, 同学们可以区分这个差别了啊。接下来看 perilous。 你注意这些词汇的共同点了吗？它的词尾都是以什么结尾的？ O-U-S、oh, O-U-S、都跟这个风险有关系，冒险有关系，危险有关系哈。Perilous 也是强调危险，但这个语义程度比 dangerous 要高得多，它强调是被伤害或者是被杀害的危险。 Perilous 是强调危险冒险，但是又是指被伤害或被杀害的危险。 For example,it is perilous to do so. 就这一个简单的句子来说，你应该如何反应？ It is perilous to do so. 这么做，这就意味着有可能丢了性命。Got it? Yeah. 但你要说 it is dangerous, 那语义程度差的是太远了。好，把这里的五个词汇，同学们今天就要消化吸收掉。这个是非常常用的啊。好，跟我大声读一下 ：precarious。Dangerous, hazardous, adventurous, perilous, perilous. Okay. Next, vertically, collapse 我们就不想多说了 overbalance 失去平衡vertically 垂直的，那么去掉 ly 是它的形容词 vertical。What's his other name? 它的反义词是什么？垂直的 ，right? 垂直的 ，okay，vertically。那么平行的呢 ？okay，horizontally。我来拼写一下，同学们自己记 ，horizontally。horizontally horizontally horizontally 其实很好记，大家想想看，平地平线是什么 horizon right horizon horizon、yeah. 那么在 horizon 后面直接加出 taLLY 就变成了副词平行的 horizontally 它的形容词形式 horizontal OK so now please look at me I draw a line horizontally and then I draw a line vertically right vertically horizontally OK 词形发音要背熟就可以了那 torrent 洪流激流 it meansRough wave, got it? Rough wave. Okay. Next, rebound, 反弹弹回。那球被弹回来了。The ball is rebounded. Okay. 那 so much for the vocabulary. 这课的词汇我们重点要把握住 ensure, right? 还要把握住若干个表示危险有关系的以及恢复等等几个同义词。Okay, fully insured, 全保险。Okay, so it's nearly 25 to 11, past 11, 现在已经是11:25了。Do you need a rest? Yes? Yeah, okay. 需要5分钟休息时间是吗？那我给大家5分钟休息时间。Insured, huh? And have you insured yourself? Have you insured yourself? No? Okay. We have got a different opinion about insurance, right?Some people insure themselves against accident, damage, loss, and so on. But some people hate it. Some people hate doing so. Why? Because at heart, mentally, they want to have a good luck, right? 那好多人就拒绝这么做，因为他们想我不会倒霉的。Okay, 我会总是很幸运的。So, it's unnecessary for me to insure.Myself, right? Okay, now let's study the text. What the writer illustrates. 我们看看作者他论述了什么内容。Insurance companies are normally willing to insure anything. Okay, recite this sentence. You must learn some sentences by heart. Insurance companies are normally willing to insure anything, of course. That's the best way to earn more money, right?那么他们是赚钱最好的办法、yeah. If nobody insures himself I don't think insurance company can make money 这保险公司就要怎么样了倒闭了他就赚不来钱了、right? okay. 所以这个保险公司通常来讲呢总是愿意担保一切 Insuring public or private property is a standard practice in most countries in the world OkaySo please remember how to use practice 一定要注意这里用到了 practice 我们已经反复强调几次了 should you remember frying potatoes in hot animal in what hot animal fat is normal practice in what northern countries 还是记得这个语句吧、yeah. 这种习惯做法是普遍的做法 I should say this practice is accepted这个做法是被接受 and it is acceptable 它也是能够被接受的 right insuring 动名词做主语所以我们发现这个句子结构它主要是强调名词的特点动词的含义所以用动名词而不能用 insurance 讲讲59课，我们刚刚提到了，作为一种严肃业余爱好的收藏是完全不一样的，它用的是 collecting 而不能运用 collection， 对，这就是动名词和名词的最大的区别。它既有名词的功能，在句中可以担当主语啊、宾语等成分，那么也具有动词的特点。所以呢，为这种公共财产或私人财产保险是世界上大部分国家的一般的正常做法 ，right？ A standard practice， 正常的业务。If, however, you were holding an open air garden party or fete, it would be equally possible to insure yourself in the event of bad weather. Okay, but it sounds a little bit strange. 虽然是也是如此，但我们觉得毕竟是有点奇怪。Yeah, okay.So, it is quite common for us to insure our property. 如果去为自己的财产保险，这很正常。It is acceptable, 这是可以接受的。If, however, 这个 however 一转折，那说明了一个不同的特点。You were holding an open air garden party or fete. 所以如果你在举行一个游园会或者是户外的一个 party 的话， it would be equally possible.Equally means what? Alike, in the same way. So it would be possible to insure yourself alike in the event of bad weather. In the event of, 这是本课的第一个重点的介词短语。It means what? In case of.